Amanda Tinknell, you're the CEO of Cranfield Trust, and you've been doing a tremendous amount of work over the last 8 weeks in supporting charities, which have been really in dire need of help during this time. Can you tell us a little bit about the services that Cranfield Trust has been offering and is continuing to do so?
Yes, thanks, Fiona. So we are a free management support organisation, and we work with welfare charities, so often with local charities or charities that are providing services locally. And we're very fortunate in having a lot of people who volunteer with us. They're business people, so they are really sharing their commercial sector skills with voluntary sector managers to try and support the management of local charities. And at the moment, we're providing a lot of telephone advice and support. So a lot of charity leaders are contacting us with particular challenges or problems that they'd like to discuss. We're also working with a lot of our volunteers as mentors, because we find that at the moment, when charity chief execs have got a lot of different issues and problems that they're facing all at once, it can be very helpful to have a mentor that you have a regular discussion with and help you through a range of issues. We've got a great website, cranfieldtrust.org, and a lot of resources on there, particularly around how to help with challenges like cash flow forecasting and forward planning, sort of very topical issues at the moment. And we have a specialist advice service for charities on employment, because we know that's difficult advice to get at low cost. So all our services are free, and all those different activities sit alongside our management consultancy activity, which is really longer projects, things like reviewing strategy and business planning, working on financial management, governance, a whole wide range of areas where commercial sector skills work well in the voluntary sector. So we work with about 300 charities a year, and we're always delighted to hear from people who could use a little bit of external support.
In your role, in this senior role that you have, Amanda, what has the last 8 weeks been like for you personally? Because you've outlined so many moving parts to what Cranfield does, and the standard of support is at such a high level. What have you had to do, week on week?
Well, it's been a real change for us, as it has for so many colleagues in the sector. And we've moved over to working remotely, and we were fortunate in that about half our team already work from home, so we didn't have such a big change to make. But one of the things we found has been really positive. We've got 1,200 business people on our register of volunteers, and now that we're working remotely rather than face-to-face, of course, volunteers can support people anywhere in the country. So we've got 1,200 people available to support. A great opportunity for us, really, in getting more of our volunteers active with supporting charities.
Sorry, Amanda,
I'm
sorry, your phone dropped out when you mentioned that you've now got 1,200 volunteers helping. Could you just repeat that line again so our listeners know exactly what it is that they're helping support the charities with?
Yes, of course. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We have 1,200 people registered with us as volunteers, and they're all people from the business sector who are willing to give their time to work with charities on management challenges. So, whether it's telephone advice or some consultancy support or mentoring, they're there to help. And because we're now no longer working face-to-face, a volunteer in Scotland can support a charity in Cornwall or vice versa. So we've got a lot of support available thanks to our great volunteers.
Charities are often robust in the sense that they're, fueled and driven by a lot of goodwill of volunteers. And so in that regard, you have, I find, often quite amazing volunteer workforces that rest within, the charitable sector. But in saying that, they've also been hit inordinately hard over the last 8 weeks. And as you would know, and your volunteers would know that are helping them, the financial side of things has probably been, the biggest hit, hasn't it? What are some of the support measures, charities can, I guess, look to in the first instance if they're feeling the pinch in terms of, funds, declining and things like that?
I think it's a terribly difficult time. Charities have been struggling for many years in a sort of austerity climate, and then this is a real body blow, the pandemic. So I think, you know, from our perspective, the key thing is to really understand where you are financially,
right,
and to really focus on your cash flow forecast, because so many charities have seen their traditional sources of income disappear, you know, whether it's shops or fundraising events or you know, sort of contracts with local authorities or with central government. So all those things have been hard hit, and I think just getting a grip on your finances is the absolute first thing to do and critical thing to do. And I think that, you know, once you've done that, then really there are sources of funding around. It depends what kind of charity you are, and most of the emergency funds are of course geared to you know, absolute emergency response activities, providing food and so on. But I think funders are very conscious that many other charities' work is important, and you know, they are thinking about how to support vital charities. There are lots of emergency funds that have been set up by community foundations in each county. So I think there are lots of places to look, and there's a great directory of funding sources that's been set up by Charity Excellence Framework, and that's well worth a look as well. So I think it's a tough time to be fundraising, but this period, it's all about getting a grip on your finances, looking at your costs, seeing, you know, how you can best manage costs, and then looking around to see what funding's available.
If people are wanting to put their hand up and, you know, support Cranfield Trust, Amanda, how can volunteers do so? Are there opportunities or options available for people to do that?
Yes, I mean, we're always really delighted to have people volunteer with us. We are looking for people who've got really strong management experience. We traditionally have people from the commercial sector, but we also really welcome people from the public sector and the voluntary sector. To volunteer with us, you need to be confident of acting independently as a consultant or advisor. So you need to have a level of expertise that you're confident in sharing with a charity. But there are lots of ways to volunteer with us, whether it's advising by phone, writing guidance and advice for our website, giving a webinar, acting as a consultant or a mentor to a charity. So we're always happy to talk to people, and contacting us via our website is the best way. That's cranfieldtrust.org.
Excellent. And Amanda, in parting, you know, we've got a lot more people listening now than normal. You know, lots of people are putting their hand up to volunteer in all sorts of local organisations, and there's a real spirit of wanting to, I guess, not only be a good neighbour, but also, you know, really help where you can and if you have capability. What would you say to people that perhaps are in, you know, the voluntary sector at this time? Because, you know, you have been in this industry for quite some time now. You're sort of on the coalface, aren't you, in terms of dealing with charities? What would be some words, you know, that you'd like to say to people that are, you know, helping out where they can, or sort of wanting to get some sort of inspiration or things like that?
Yeah. Well, I think a real positive about this strange and difficult time has been, you know, the number of people who stepped up to volunteer, and whether it's with the NHS or or, you know, there are so many community volunteering activities that have sprung up all over the country where people are caring for each other and caring for their neighbours. So I think that's fantastic, and I really hope that people who have set up these new initiatives or who have contributed to existing charities, I hope people will stick with it. I hope people will carry on volunteering, because it's been a really heartening thing in a difficult time to see how many people are willing to help. So I hope that outlasts the pandemic.